What's up, 20-somethings? This is Gabe and Laura with another episode talking about our 20s. Join the 20-something community and let's have fun with this episode today because we have some interesting things to talk about. And yes, I want to hear your thoughts. I want to see your thoughts. I want to listen to your thoughts. And I want to think your thoughts. I just made this awkward since the very first beginning. I'm sorry. But yes, Laura, I'm going to shut up.
So, basically, we put out a Twitter poll a week ago now, and we asked, what do you think is the hardest part about your 20s? Relationships, career, money, or something else? And we got a lot of feedback on that, so we decided to do several episodes on all of these different things. So what we're going to start with is giving you guys kind of like an overview and talking a little bit about all of these different aspects and our take on all of it. And then we're going to go into detail with each of these topics and get your questions for us and see what happens in the next 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, that's very interesting to see that. So I'll be open with our numbers. It was mind blowing for me. Like, seriously, it feels like I'm going to talk about some big stuff, but it's not. But we had barely like 100 followers on Twitter when we put this poll out, and out of the blue, like, people started retweeting and liking, and we started gaining followers with that. And, you know, that's exciting. So whoever is listening to this, if you're trying to, you know, this is a tip. Anyways, just take that as a tip. But we had 69 unique votes on the Twitter. And the results were, in last with 9% of the votes, it was something else. But in something else, that was, I asked people to comment on what the something else was, because it's too broad. And that is going to be one of my favorite episodes when we do that, because we got some really good feedback and really good comments in it. And I wanted to make these people guests. So I don't know how that's going to work yet, but this is going to be the last episode of the series of 4 episodes starting after this episode goes live. But anyways, the second to last was career, talking about careers. And, you know, that includes a lot, but, you know, the second to last was career. And then the second most voted with 30% of the votes was relationships. And that is a deep, deep topic that we can go for hours. So, you know, we're going to give an overview of our thoughts on all of those, but wait for the deep thoughts in future episodes. But then the number one most voted with 41% of the votes was money. And when it gets to money, that is like something I enjoy, like not having money and being rich, because I'm not, but just the idea of money and how it works and how you can set a pretty good life if you know how to use it and you have some kind of strategy. And I could go for hours again, but anyways, yeah, just lead us, Laura. I'm gonna try to not talk too much because I'm talking too much.
You say that every episode.
And I keep talking.
I know. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I don't really know where to start with all this because this is a lot and we don't want this to get too terribly long. But I'm also interested, Gabe, if you don't mind sharing, which one did you select on your personal account when you voted on this? Or did you?
I don't truly remember, but I'm pretty sure. Oh no, I do. It was something else.
And yes.
Yes, it was something else. And let me check to see exactly what I wrote.
Well, while he's checking that, I selected career, but I just think it's interesting also to see what people, we can't see who selected what on Twitter. It's completely anonymous, but I'd be interested to see what different people, different ages in their 20s selected for these, because I feel like it definitely changes a lot depending on what part of your 20s you're in.
Yeah, and actually, I put money.
I'm shocked.
I was wrong. But the reason I put money was because I grew up with no money, you know, and it took me a lot of discipline and focus and a lot of stuff to stay focused and not spend it and not spend it with useless things, you know. And it's I don't know, like I already talked about money, what I think about it. But when we get deep in the episode, I want to, you know, share my strategies and stuff. And don't do what I do, because it might not work for you. This is not a recommendation for you to do anything with your money. But this is, I'm going to share what I do and if it's working and if it's not. And anyways, but I feel like, and I responded that not only talking about myself, but talking about, you know, thoughts and conversations I've had with different people. But it's something you hear from a lot of 20-somethings is, I'm broke. And, you know, there are two types of broke. That is the broke that has nothing. No, not two. There's more. Let me list them and you count how many. Leave in the comments how many we had. But so number one broke is a person that is broke because it has no money, right? That doesn't have enough income and spends with stuff they need. And that is okay. And a way of overcoming that is trying to get a second job, is trying to do some side hustles, is asking for a promotion. There are many things that I'm going to get into detail later. The second one is the broke because they want to be broke, because they get money, they have enough money, but they spend their money with useless stuff, like with stuff they don't truly need. Like I see people buying so many clothes and so many things and like the latest computer, the latest iPhone, but then they don't enjoy, like they don't go out and have fun with their friends, or they only spend their money going out and they don't find that balance between buying good quality things, paying the bills, and having time to enjoy with your family and also invest for your future. And then there's another type, which is the broke, not broke. And I guess I can consider myself in there because I set aside like a small amount of the money I made to go out and have fun and buy stuff. And the rest of it was investments, planning for the future, building an emergency fund. And, you know, when people say, I don't want to see how much money they have. Like, I don't want people to know how much money I have. But if they ask me to go somewhere and I don't have a budget for that because I'm directing my money somewhere else, I say I'm broke. I don't have it. But I do have it at the moment. But that money is going to be so much more valuable in the future that, you know, I don't want to go through what some people go through, that they depend on the government to retire. I want to sponsor myself. Like I want to have my own retirement plan and just do it. If the government helps me, nice, good. But if they don't, I'm going to still be fine. Or I hope I do if I do the right things. But anyways, that is it. Like, sorry. Man. Okay.
If you couldn't tell, Gabe is really passionate about money.
Not the object, not the money, not sense right of having things, but the just the way it works,
like,
and
the concept of it.
The concept of it, how it can either screw your life or it can make your life amazing. Like, you just gotta be smart on how you use it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something too, like a lot of people, like they judge who has money, who has a lot of money. They say, oh, these billionaires, like they're just monsters. They don't help the world. And like, they need to donate, you know, all of those things. But you have a billionaire, the guy or the girl or the woman or the whoever the person is a billionaire because they have brought value to society. You know, you see a business owner. The business owner is going to be the richest people in the business. That is for sure. But how many jobs is this person creating? How many opportunities? How many families this, you know, indirectly this person is helping? So if the person has more money than you, it's because the person is, it's because the person is fixing bigger problems than you are. You know, that is that simple how it works. Like Jeff Bezos with Amazon. Huge billionaire, like amazing, because he solves problems and issues the whole world. Like, it's not, you know, just selling something. He's connecting the world somehow, and I just think this is brilliant. And whoever knows how to use it properly, and my goal is to learn that, it's just awesome. if you're an old school, you know, 220 something, old pod 20 something, you know that I say awesome a lot, but I've been limiting myself to the use of that word, but literally awesome.
Almost 13 minutes later of talking about money.
Okay, you go.
Another one of the big, let me start that over. So on the poll, I selected career because right now that's kind of like the big thing that's on my brain with being a junior in college and working my internship and absolutely loving it and doing podcast stuff and absolutely loving it. So my kind of like, I'm in that process now of navigating like what I want to do post grad, if that's going to be grad school still, or if I'm going to want to go straight into working. I don't really know yet. Still leaning grad school route, but I just think it's interesting to get people's takes on how they found their career path and chose what career they want to go to and when they chose it.
I agree. That I think all of these we listed, you know, I think instead of something else could be something else and all of the above.
Oh, yeah. I wish,
because, you know, there's not only one answer, because it's all like all of them, you know, relationships, man, this is a struggle.
That's a whole nother thing.
Oh my God, this is crazy. You know, like it's, I don't know, like it's crazy. And you know, something else, there's also the whole world, everything else that you still live in your 20s that you still need to, you know, face it somehow. And yeah, it's just crazy. We can talk about like food in your 20s. It's hard making food. Like, I don't know. Like, there's so many things that are hard and challenging in our 20s, but I think we can come with a common ground here that we all have one thing that we struggle the most, right? And I think that having some people who are good at those things and connecting with these people, that is when you start improving them. But also something that I learned in a business class once, I don't know the name of the concept or who wrote it or anything, as I always say, but it is that you need to focus on what you're good. And, you know, when possible, ask for help when you're dealing with something you're not good at. So if you're really good with relationships and you have a very successful one, be good at it. Be really good at it. But if you're struggling with money, for example, ask help for someone who is really good at money. Exchange that. Like, teach someone. Like, try to give some tips on relationships because yours is succeeding so much. But receive, you know, help from people who are really good on what you are not. So just sharing experiences and just this communication part of it is, I think, is key. Because, you know, I went through a lot, just not by myself, but Metallica said it once, by myself, but not alone, because I was there by myself. And if I didn't take care of my stuff, no one would, but I wasn't alone because I had people to ask for help, and asking for help was the best thing I've done. So yes, It's all about communication and being self-aware. Being self-aware of what you're good at, what you're not. And when you need help, don't be afraid, because there are many, many people out there willing to help. They just need a question. Help me. And you will receive help.
That was really good. I agree with all that you said. I think that the only thing I don't fully agree with what you said is that everyone has the one thing that they're really good at. And I agree with that to an extent. I think that everyone has something they're good at in that moment. But what I might be the best at right now, I might not be the best at next month or next year. So it's like what you were saying about being self-aware, like realizing what you are good at the time that you're in. It might be different than what it was in the past, and it might change in the future.
Yeah, that's perfect. As you said, like you might not be the best. Like when I was playing volleyball, at some point I was the best on my team, but then someone else better came and I was not the best anymore. And you have two options. You know, you can still think you're the best and just be hard-headed, or you can be humble and, you know that you were not the best anymore, that you need to work harder to be the best at that thing or something else. You know, it's just the attitude you put into and the effort and a lot of things that are deep.
And we'll get into all of this in a lot more detail in the following episodes. We just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an overview of what to expect the next few episodes and kind of what we'll be talking about a little bit.
Absolutely. And if you want to participate, if you want to shout out, if you want to give your opinion and put your opinion to many 20-somethings from over 20 countries and over half of the United States, share your thoughts with us, because the podcast is expanding. We're reaching people that we never thought we would. And this is exciting. And just sharing opinions, sharing thoughts and feelings and everything else is exciting. And I am sure that your thoughts, your opinions about these topics will affect and impact someone in a positive way. So let's share our thoughts. Join us, and we can't wait for the next episodes.
Yes, sir.
Bye.